Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm excited about what you've brought us today.
Oh, I'm glad you're excited. I wasn't sure.
No, yeah. I definitely am.
I wasn't sure whether you guys were like,
Kirsten sends me an email with the genre prior, because there's a whole bunch of work that happens behind the scenes,
guys. Behind the scenes?
And I replied with a and she didn't know if that was like,
it's hard to read. Hard to read the tone of that over an email,
yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, I can see that now. Yeah. I'm glad you were kind of like, oh my God, what does this mean?
I know. Yeah, well, you know, because you sometimes make a little comment like we're excited, but this one got an E, and I was like,
what are we talking about today?
We'll see what you guys think. We're talking about power pop, which, to be honest, until about 3 years ago, I didn't really know existed. So it's, I mean, even though it's a genre from the 70s, but it's, I guess, sort of some, you know how some of the genres are really organic from scenes.
Yeah,
this one's more like the naming of a cluster of music.
Yeah,
like there's no band that would say we're power pop. Clubs or
why do you think that comes about? Do you reckon that's because people want to be able to like compile music?
Yeah, because there's so much music, right? Yeah. And it helps us to kind of put it in boxes and, you know, just at least focus our minds, you know, because well, in the old days, they had these things called record stores.
Oh, tell me more.
And to buy music, they were in categories. Because imagine if it was just all exploded.
Like
the warehouse video bin.
Oh, gosh. That's like...
I was there recently and I saw that. I was like, that is terrifying.
No, I'll pay full price and buy stuff in categories because looking through
too
this...
too stressful.
Yeah, so genres were helpful like that. And then, of course, they're matched with radio stations, promoters, venues.
Now you've got things like Spotify playlists. And if you're like searching for something, you can actually look up.
And then whoever creates, I'm wondering, you know, are there music nerds that create like the algorithms? You know, like if you like that, then you'd like that.
I love those algorithms.
Like who's doing that and what's their musical thing? So power pop, sort of, it's a 70s thing, 72 to 86, if we want to be specific, some people wrote, but of course people still do power pop. It's basically male pop, I'm going to say. Nobody else said this. I think it's male pop.
Right.
You know, because it's got electric guitars, it's got distortion, and I think men think pop is for girls, right? And it's boy bands, and it's, you know, little Ariana Grandes and Cuties and Pink and stuff, you know, those little cuties. And but this is like manly pop, so it's pop.
Should we play some of it so people get so we're going to start with the
manly pop.
The Undertones, Teenage Kicks.
This is supposed to be iconic.
This is supposed to be, I love that. We played a song earlier in the show, but again with the, like, makes me think of films. Don't know why.
Well, because they're used in films.
Yeah,
this is
so
used
many
in
films,
many
right?
So you can hear how it's rock and pop.
Totally. You know, I feel like power pop is going to be a controversial label for some of these artists. I think a few people will be like, that's not what I would classify them as.
Well, yeah, and then you go, what would you? And because what's interesting, and again, I didn't know this, it spawned... like glam, new wave, and punk. You know, they're rocky, but they have really pop elements, you know. Catchy hooks, cute melodies, light teen angst lyrics, you know, like teenage kids. So because rock in the 70s got super serious, you know.
Prog.
12-minute, you know, guitar solos.
Hey, look, there's clapping.
All right,
that's pop music. Pop music loves a good clap.
So it's got one thing that says brevity, energy, melody. It's hooky.
It's hooky.
And guitar driven.
I mean, this is the thing, is this is a song that has endured, you know. Everybody knows this song. It's been covered by countless people. The original still absolutely stands on its own 2 feet. It's really teenage as well. It's got that whole teenage energy.
Yeah, because rock kind of got a bit, can be kind of grown up sometimes. Can be kind of mature, you know? And that's fine because rock people love it and they take it with them as they age, but you need that next, so this sort of took that next generation. Sing along, it's supposed to be sing along y.
Yeah, I can see it being sing along y, for sure. I like those moves, Kirsten.
Thank you, I was doing the thumb dance. Yeah, this makes you want to dance with your thumbs up.
I
want
to hear what the Texas have to say. 5395, what do you think about power pop? Is this power pop?
Now, in some ways, some people feel like the Beatles are sort of the proto-icon.
Oh.
That,
okay.
You know, you took that 60s sort of pop, but rocked it and added electric guitars. And it was a band with four guys,
yeah.
You know, how instead of, you know, all the other sort of permutations that we can have. And even at the time, critics were unsure of it. You know, they didn't quite know. It wasn't punky enough for punks. It wasn't rocky enough. Yeah, rocky enough for rockers.
Punky
yeah.
enough for punks. This is Couldn't I Just Tell You by Todd Rundgren?
1972.
I know Amelia
is very excited,
was excited about this song.
This is supposed to be iconic too. It shaped the genre, someone said.
There's something I think interesting about power pop, especially knowing that it's like a kind of a label given to it, so almost backwards. It's like
I feel like it's a little
backwards.
Retroactive.
Yeah, retroactive labeling.
Because it's like, where do we put this? It belongs together. It's a thing. You can see like the song sort of shaping the movement. Apparently, that last track we played, Teenage Kicks, was John Peel's favorite song, and he's a real tastemaker for those of you who don't know who he is. So it's finding a circle.
This
is it too commercial? Is it watered down punk? But you can hear the influence in punk. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can. And I think what's also really interesting is it's very American. It's got a really American sound, but not all of the bands are American. Like the Undertones are Irish, you know? There's a whole... But this is such a California...
It gives you that cheap hit, that American, instant food cheeseburger hit. No, also a lot of the bands are not one-hit wonders, but... Few hit wonders.
Yeah, it's, have a song that is the song you I associate
with.
Yeah,
and that seems kind of poppy too, right? One guy was saying it's because it just took too much work to write such catchy songs. You couldn't last.
There is also quite a lot of indulgent guitar in power pop, I feel, which I'm here for.
Yeah. So they, you know, you're grabbing that from the prog rock and popping it into a three-minute cheesy love song.
Someone said power pop is like the missing link genre for a lot of modern genres.
Yeah,
a
that's
crucial
true.
Stage of development, like learning to crawl.
Missing
so
link,
true.
I like that.
Well, I say like learning to crawl. The text didn't say that.
Well, because
the text also said love your work, Dr. Yeah. Kirsten. So just a little bit of toe talko out there.
Well, because you know we grew up having pop punk, which you know, so we probably grew up thinking it's normal, but you know to OG punks, it's like but this is what you know sort of said that's okay. You can mix these what polar opposites.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Missing link. Yeah, because like I said before, new wave, you know? And even punk.
Yeah.
Punk's like purposely sometimes tries to be pop, you know?
I feel like this is one of those genres as well that like you, even if you don't want to like it because it's watered down punk or it's like not rocky enough, it's, I feel like deep down, you know, you do really love it.
I think that's the thing. It's kind of glam in the way that other bands like The Cure and stuff, they took it and they made it kind of goth glam and they did a whole different thing. And again, it's kind of specific to what was happening in like the UK and that sort of thing. This has that sort of like American flares, red velvet two-piece.
You're right in that it's especially popular with other musicians. You know, like other musicians love this. You know, Todd Rundgren and stuff, they love it. But none of them at the time were, you know, had that many hits and kind of... Mm.
This is Cheap Trick with Surrender.
Cheap Trick with Surrender.
Cheap Trick, iconic power pop. Nobody knew where to put them.
Someone said power pop was generally more American bands, referencing British bands.
That's probably a good clue.
Who referenced American band? You know, that cycle, but you're right. Well, that's that 1960s connection. Like that British invasion sort of 60s sound, which maybe we'll have to do a show on. You know, so they took that because the American stuff was...
You know, I don't think we're playing any of this morning. Oh my god.
Someone said, I see how punk is kind of the crazy political twin brother of this.
Yeah,
I like that image. So Cheap Trick apparently just couldn't cut it and say it's very well. Like, this is their most famous song, but this right. one wasn't didn't even chart.
Really? Okay.
And they were loved in Japan. Like, the Japanese oh, cool. got it.
Again, though, they were in movies.
Yes.
Like,
This is we're not playing any of it this morning, but Tom Petty is another sort yes. of like huge.
Yeah, and he would never be counted as power pop.
No.
But he does power pop songs. You know, like his, yep. he's not a power pop artist, or his band wouldn't be called that.
But he definitely does power
Someone
pop songs.
Someone said a lot of pop bands had way heavier sound when they played live, so maybe
that's oh. a good point.
A pop on record power pop live. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I can imagine if you went to a Cheap Trick concert. Well, you know, I mean, no one else did this, but I'm even thinking Kiss, you know, like that was.
Yeah.
That was very pop hit.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
pretended they were rock.
That's going to be a controversial statement.
Oh, no.
Ding, ding, ding. Texas will come for you.
But Cheap Trick, such a great band. I remember.
So this is going to be in my head all day.
I remember they made
I think that's the
Cheap
point.
Trick bow ties. We had bow yeah. ties. Somebody had a box
bow ties.
Of I knew someone that was one of their roadies and my friend's dad, and he had a box of Cheap Trick bow ties, and we thought they were
so
the
how
coolest.
Many do you have?
Just well, one. I had so many. I was passing them out at school. Cool. But they also had that black and white aesthetic, you know, that yeah. we saw with Two Tone and Punk. You get that as well.
Yeah. It's so interesting what you're saying about their musicians as well. I remember reading. And now I can't even remember who said this, but I just thought it was such a fantastic quote. Someone saying that all they want to do with their music is make it sound like Tom Petty taking off in a jumbo jet. And I was like, that is
wow.
such a good description of trying to get this kind of sweeping guitar noise.
Someone texted in, they said Todd Rundgren, I don't think I'm pronouncing that right, produced Patti Smith's Wave album.
He did too.
Yeah, so he was this really complex musician and instrumentalist.
Mm.
But then, you know, put his hand at making sort of tight pop songs. Yeah. yeah. And I think what you said before about films, you know, it has, I guess, the certain age of the filmmakers yeah. when they're doing coming of age films, you know, yeah. 20 years, 30 years later, this captures that, I think, male. Let's be honest. It's male.
Yeah, it's quite male. Yeah, yeah. But it's kind of like the macho version of, almost what someone like Bowie was doing, because it's got that glam element to
right,
it.
Right, yeah, he was a bit, but he was not
leans,
macho.
No, but it leans into the, like, it leans into the, we play guitars, yeah. you know.
But yet it's not Led Zeppelin or Queen,
no,
you know, like it's not.
Somewhere in between Ziggy Stardust and
someone
Metallica.
Said, I've seen Cheap Trick a couple of times in Australia, and they were quite heavy live,
oh,
and
wow.
a great live band. So obviously that's confirmed.
And
there
even, one of the things I was reading was about Cheap Trick that, they had two sort of normie-looking band members and two hot ones. Like, so even sort of covered, like, the spectrum. You know, there was at least one or two hot guys for the pop angle. And then the other guys were not hot.
Would you say, like, More Than a Feeling by Boston? Would that be power pop?
Well, see, that's where you get. I was reading debates about that, actually, honestly, the internet. that stuff got too produced.
Okay,
you know, it moved
right.
up. And actually, what genre is that stuff? Because I love that stuff.
That's
Air Supply
fun.
And
yeah.
stuff. I'm going to find what that's called. We're going to do that sometime. But yeah, so that stuff was too produced. This stuff stuck with that four-piece
okay.
Beatles-y.
So there's yeah. still, there are still parameters.
But
even
I mean,
if
I could be wrong. More Than a Feeling could count.
Parameters.
But I feel like that got that more uplift.
Well, that I feel
would
like
that not
a,
be kind of yacht rocky?
Yeah, that's a good.
Like maybe
all right.
that's.
We're going to have to debate
to
this. What is More Than a Feeling?
What is More Than a Feeling?
Kirsten, 5395.
Hey, this was a perfect Friday
move,
Kirsten.
Someone texted in saying, Love Surrender, if you haven't already, could you do a yacht rock as a genre, please? We've done it. It's on the B-cast.
It's on the B-cast, yeah.
Yeah, if you go into the B-cast and Travelling Tunes, we did do a yacht
I think
rock,
BFM
and it was fantastic.
Has to have a yacht rock party.
Yacht rock party. Someone
I'm
else
so
has texted in The Jam as a power pop band. What do you reckon about that?
Well, yeah, because some people were saying Buzzcocks.
Okay. Hey, that's a good point.
And so, yeah, it shows how weird this, you know,
label.
Punk, pop,
yeah.
rock meld. But, you know, it's useful to name it.
Totally. This is a perfect Friday mood, Kirsten. Thanks for bringing this up this morning. Power
You're welcome.
Pop.
And thanks for everyone texting in. This
I know,
is fun.
It's great.
Have the dialogue.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was definitely.